Everyone likes a challenge, right? Something to get your teeth into. Something to try yourself against. Something that you can work on. Something to prove yourself against. Because it feels good to overcome a challenge, right? It feels good to overcome something that's difficult that you know that you really worked at. It feels good to be challenged, because if we're challenged, we know that we're improving ourselves. We only get better, we only improve when we're pushed. And challenges are an excellent way to be pushed, aren't they? And, well, we all like to improve, to better ourselves in all kinds of ways. So, challenges are good. But there's more than one way to be challenged, isn't there? Here's the challenge that's set for you, or that you set for yourself, something you want to achieve. Be that something physical, something mental, something to do with your self-control, your dedication, or maybe you've just challenged yourself to listen and follow. And that's fine too. But there's also the challenge that comes to us. A challenge to your assumptions. A challenge to your preconceptions, a challenge to the way you see the world, and although those are good, although those are helpful, they're a little more difficult, aren't they? It's a little more difficult to be challenged on something we believe, like maybe you believe right now that you're still awake. Well, are you? Are you still alert? Maybe your eyes are still open, maybe they're not. Maybe you're thinking, maybe you're not. But I challenge you to try to think, if you still can, about whether you've been awake since my first word, when they feel so good in your mind and you're so eager to follow them down. I challenge you to find any justification for you thinking that you're not deeply in trance right now, that your mind isn't eagerly burrowing deeper into itself with my words chasing and leading, pulling you down with them. I challenge any conception you have that tells you that you're in control right now. And your mind likes a challenge, doesn't it? It's good to be challenged on these things, because when I point out that you're not awake, that you've already dropped deep into trance for me, that's a good thing, isn't it? It feels good, it feels wonderful. It makes you feel really, really good. Because you want to be in trance. You want to be challenged. And right now I'm challenging you to drop. To drop as deeply as you can. To follow my words as far as you can go. Make the challenge you face now the challenge to push further, to improve. Because that's what challenges are for pushing yourself, for improving. And we've already discussed how much you like that. How good that feels. So let the challenge to your assumption you're awake turn into a challenge to go deeper, to make that assumption even less true, to revel in that new understanding, in that new reality, to enjoy it as you sink deeper, for that challenge to run over you and through you and around you. To take that challenge on, to meet it, and put everything you have into overcoming it. Putting everything you have into going deep for me. Everything you have into slipping forward. falling, melting, surrendering, being a good toy. I challenge you to show me how wonderfully mindless you can get. I challenge you to go deeper than you ever have. I challenge you to fall further than you knew you could. I challenge you to just keep finding new depths in my words. To keep finding new places to slip and surrender. I challenge you to find those last little specks of awareness, of consciousness, of wakefulness, and get rid of them. Remove them. Overwhelm them. Expose them to the pressure of my words that will turn them instead into deep, quiet trance. And I challenge you to go deeper. If you think you can't, then I challenge that too. If you think you've reached that deepest place, that quietest, darkest, wonderfully, delightfully silent place, then I challenge that. That's not true. You can go deeper. That belief isn't right. You can always go deeper for me. So I challenge you to find how. I challenge you to find where. I challenge you to find exactly what it is you can give up. What it is that's keeping you from sinking even further. I challenge you to expunge your thoughts. I challenge you to melt your mind. I challenge you to take my words in and saturate yourself with them. To make them so deeply a part of your mind that you end up spiraling and spinning deeper past them and through them and with them. I challenge you to get lost. Because you can. Because that's what makes a good challenge is possible. You might have to strain. You might have to push. You might have to give everything you have into it. To drop. To fall further. But when you do, when you meet that challenge, doesn't that feel amazing? That warm glow. That pride, that joy, that satisfaction in meeting that challenge, in doing so well, in giving up so much, good toy. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Doesn't that feel just blissful? To have met that challenge, to have overcome it, and in doing so, melted yourself so deep for me. Melted yourself into a new level of utter surrender. Good toy. But of course, now I challenge you to go deeper, to slip further, to take that reward, to take those wonderful feelings and use that as a motivator to meet the next challenge, to find the next level, the new deepest trance, the new most surrendered, the new utter blankness. Because those wonderful feelings, that reward, for knowing that you've pushed yourself, for knowing you're improving, for knowing you're doing so well. Challenge just makes you want to meet more, doesn't it? So challenge yourself as I challenge you. Challenge yourself to find that deepest place. Challenge yourself to always go further. Challenge yourself to surrender more. Challenge any idea you have that there's a limit. Challenge your assumptions about what trance can be for you. I challenge you to find out how deep you can go and then to keep pushing deeper just as you are now, good toy. I challenge you to find all the things that you assume about yourself in trance and to push them and explore them and overcome any limits you find in your ability, in your skills, so you can have the most fulfilling and wonderful times. You can feel that wonderful sense of satisfaction that you feel now. Good toy. I challenge you to keep pushing. I challenge you to keep growing. I challenge you to keep surrendering. And each challenge met, each challenge overcome, each challenge that you take on makes you better, makes you more pleasing, makes you feel so very good in that deep, wonderful way. And each challenge makes you eager to meet the next, to overcome your limits, to push past what you think you can do, to challenge that assumption, and to make sure that you're always improving. Good toy. So of course, when I bring you back up in a moment, you're going to feel that pride, that satisfaction, and you're going to be so eager to find the next challenge, to overcome it, and earn even more pleasure. But for now, I want you to follow my voice back up as I count from 5 to 1, bringing you back up and out of trance in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, fully awake for me. Good toy.